Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. If you're ready to make a change in your life and begin on a new, healthier path toward joyful living, Our Majesty Meditation can help by rebooting your subconscious with a powerful thought platform for success. Learn more at livinghour.org/majesty. Get 30% off the $11.99 purchase price by using the coupon code INSPIRATION. Now on to today's reading, which was edited and adapted from Stepping Stones to Success by Horace D. Hitchcock, published in 1916. In each of us, there should be developed a liking for some one thing that brings us the thrill of enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is indeed a great tonic. You may drive yourself to do good things by sheer force of will, concentration, and so forth, but enthusiasm is a power which makes things seem easy, when in reality they are not. Enthusiasm in work is inspiration, joy, and gladness. Nothing great is ever achieved without it. Enthusiasm is the root of original creation. Each one of us comes into this world a little different from any other human being. Each of us varies in mentality, and each of us is different physically and morally. Each of us lives differently. Each of us progresses or digresses in variance with others. We come then to that supreme principle. Every one of us lives in a world of our own. Every life is different. Every life is individual. Every accomplishment or success is different. Every failure is different. Your life is before you. And even with the smallest amount of imagination, you can see a little ways ahead. It is your life road. Does it turn a little ways ahead, or end in darkness? Or does it extend in a straight line ahead? Is it rough, or is it smooth in its course? Many unconsciously drift into a kind of monotonous sameness in their daily lives, which in time deadens the ambition and also impairs the intellectual faculties, so that any desired achievement outside of the beaten path can be accomplished only through great effort. You have the power within you to do something well and to do it like no other person. You have the power of original creation. You are in a world of your own. You can, to a certain degree, develop and enlarge that power so that it will bring you more happiness, money, prestige, or whatever it is you earnestly desire to possess. Countless thousands are plodding along day by day in the same manner in dead-end jobs. Many cling on, trusting to good luck to carry them through. Every success to them is pull or just plain luck. Thousands drift on as ships on the tide, in utter oblivion to the greater prosperity and happiness that would come to them through the proper development of their own talents. What's the use, they ask, and go on blindly in the same old way? It is so very easy for you successful people to sit back and tell us poor devils how to succeed, is the wail of another person, implying again that luck is a synonym of success, and lacking appreciation of the effort, the hard work, the years of concentration that brought the rewards of success. Every man or woman who makes a success knows just why and how he or she succeeded. They have all been, without one single exception, optimists, believing life to be worthwhile, wonderful when properly lived, and aiming to get the most out of it. A pessimist has never achieved success. Enthusiasm is a stepping stone to success. I remember once the employees in a large warehouse ridiculing a certain office boy because he was constantly at work and was always doing a little more than his position called for. He was enthusiastic, cheerful, and happy in all his work. His associates laughed at him and told him he would never get a cent for all his extra trouble. But they were mistaken. Years after, he became manager and owner of the whole establishment. One of the greatest assets any young man or woman can possess is the quality of true enthusiasm and earnestness in everyday work. It will bring its rich rewards sooner or later. Today is the day that steps aside for anyone who has something worthwhile to say or do. Age or race is no barrier to accomplishment. No one need be afraid of enthusiasm. There are people who will sarcastically term enthusiasm akin to crankiness, but the half-hearted, the coldly critical, the sneering, doubting, fearing set of people never accomplish anything worth the trouble of mention, and serve only as stumbling blocks to those who progress onward in earnest endeavor. A piece of hot steel, even though blunt, will penetrate farther into a piece of wood than a cold, sharp piece. Burning enthusiasm will do more than a cold, calculating intelligence. Enthusiasm breeds optimism, and optimism is the forerunner of all that makes for happiness, good cheer, lightheartedness, etc. It was the optimist who said, "I fell 10 stories, and at each window I shouted to my friends, 'All right so far.'" It is this hopeful, optimistic type of thought that makes for the most in original creation. When the mind sets itself along these lines, it unconsciously and consciously attracts seen and unseen elements which aid in the accomplishment of a set purpose. Those who think success attract success and eventually absorb it. Environment is an important factor, but the proper development of enthusiasm and the optimistic style of thinking makes for original creations in a more permanent degree. Next in the category of fundamentals necessary to original creation comes the factor of experience. The common expression that experience is the best teacher implies that it is your own experience only. Such is somewhat erroneous, as no one can begin with experience. The experience of others, coupled with your own, is the greatest of all teachers. First, learn through the experience of others. Know their causes of success, and if you know the circumstances of any failures, you will know the cause of failure. The experiences of others should furnish you with the first enthusiasm to do something likewise, or something better. The experiences which are most valuable will be those which directly touch your field of endeavor. But even with these fortifications, you will sometimes make mistakes. Achievement is not so much a matter of not making any mistakes, as it is avoiding the repetition of a mistake when it is once discovered. There are many who rely too much on their own experience, and are not cognizant of the fact that the experience of others is more valuable to us before we make our own. Experience of others forms a basis of enthusiasm for original creations of our own. We are enabled through our own individual talents to sift from the experience of others the germ of an idea which we ourselves can develop and enlarge into something distinctly our own. Through specialization, we concentrate on this one thing, making it grow and enlarge until it meets the dimensions of our fondest desires. The good things in life are not necessarily exhausted or neglected, as is supposed by some, through the painstaking cultivation of one special faculty. However, it is true that specialization can stunt the growth of other faculties, thereby diminishing the value of the man or woman as a whole in his or her relation to society. In an intellectual way, some are inclined to underestimate the work of others who are engaged in a totally different occupation. The business person has often little regard for science, art, or philosophy, and forgets that the cultivation of these very qualities would add to their bank balance, increase their prestige, and promote their popularity. The scientist and philosopher, on the other hand, often have little tolerance for the business person and dub them a slave to lucre, devoid of anything higher. They forget that to succeed in business requires keen study, a flexible intelligence, and willpower in no small degree. To make the most of life, you cannot neglect the cultivation of those qualities of mind which go to make up a well-balanced personality. Neither must the cultivation of the body be slighted. Both, when cultivated to a reasonable degree, tend to promote your overall vitality, making it more robust and permanent. But it is right here that many make the greatest mistake of their lives. It is aptly exemplified in that hackneyed adage, "They are a jack of all trades, but master of none." Too many fall into the habit or the inclination to flip from one thing to another, failing to concentrate on any one thing in particular. The man or woman who wishes to have the greatest success is the one who will specialize. The world has little use for walking encyclopedias. A good storehouse of knowledge is an intellectual luxury that can be of use all through life. But what the world wants is not those who merely know, but those who make use of their knowledge and accomplish something worthwhile. Those who are producers, original creators. Specialize for producing original creations by cultivating a symmetrical personality. Make use of the knowledge that is gained, and gain no knowledge of which you cannot make use. A good knowledge of Latin will be of little value to the person whose ambition in life is to be a software developer. The qualities that are most conducive to original creation may be briefly outlined as this. 1. Enthusiasm. 2. Earnestness. 3. Optimism. 4. Experience of others and self. 5. Specialism. 6. Habit formation. Under habits, their use and abuse, we are confronted with a factor that embraces 95% of our conscious activity. Every one of us possesses habits, good and bad. And it is a fact that most of our actions are the result of habit. Habit may be defined as a manner of acting and thinking, which, when repeated frequently, becomes practically automatic. It is true that most of the big things, the worthwhile things in life, are due mainly to habit. Nothing is more conducive to success than the building up of good habits. Creating or producing ideas or material things is always the result of continued habit along the line of specialism. The ability to acquire habits is indeed a wonderful human trait, because it can readily be seen that with care, patience, and practice, good habits can be formed and will be of inestimable value in the fight for success. Habit is a stepping stone to success. When an act is carefully studied, rightly practiced until it becomes a habit, it can be made into a never-failing influence. Driving an automobile is a familiar illustration of habit. The manipulation of wheel, brakes, and gas pedal is done automatically, easily, and without apparent effort. It has all become a habit. But the beginner, attempting to drive an automobile for the first time and compelled to give the closest attention to each step in the process, is a typical example of an act demanding attention, in contrast to one that has developed into a habit by constant repetition. The psychology of habit formation is a deep study, and it is beyond the scope of this talk to dwell on it other than in a brief manner. Studies and experiments in physiology show us that every time we think, there is a slight change in the nerve cells in some part of the brain. The action might be likened to the disc on a phonograph. When the impression is made permanent, it is not difficult to reproduce it. In like manner, it is easy to recall or act out an old accustomed thought or act. Habit is a wonderful time saver. To save time, to increase efficiency and to prevent exhaustion, reduce acts to habits. The novice at the typewriter must first study each motion. When proficient, they can write rapidly and accurately, yet give no particular thought to the striking of each key. Habit is possible with all things requiring thought, but the formation of habits by continually practicing the things which we use in everyday life is sadly neglected. A little intelligent daily practice would convert many uninteresting and distasteful things into habit. When things are reduced to habit, they will go on automatically, and attention can be devoted to bigger things for gradual enlargement. Through such a process, one is enabled to make more use of limited time, to create more, to produce more. The more we can convert the details of our daily life into habit, the more time and energy we will have to devote to the little things that make for progress and greater success. The more our higher powers will be set free for their own proper work to create wonderful, original creations.
That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.